Magic: The Gathering Final Fantasy Starter Kit Strategy Guide 2026, Cloud vs. Sephiroth and How to Upgrade Both Decks. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Using Puzzlewick's affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. The Final Fantasy Starter Kit is a strong two-player magic lesson. Cloud's red-white deck teaches pressure and sequencing, while Sephiroth's blue-black deck teaches patience, removal, and timing. Play both fixed lists unchanged, swap sides, and upgrade in matched four-card packages only after the same problem repeats. Cloud and Sephiroth do more than provide recognizable faces. Their fixed decks create a useful argument about tempo. Cloud wants the battlefield to become urgent. Sephiroth wants every answer to cost less than the threat it removes. That contrast is legible to a beginner and still rich enough for an experienced player to teach without taking over. The official decklists settle the product facts: 2 60-card decks, Cloud in red-white and Sephiroth in blue-black, with 1 traditional foil legendary card, 5 non-foil new-to-magic cards, and 54 non-foil mainset cards in each deck. The box also includes 4 double-sided tokens, 2 deck boxes, and arena codes in select regions. Everything beyond that is strategy, not packaging copy. What is in the Final Fantasy Starter Kit? The kit contains 2 ready-to-play 60-card decks. Cloud is red-white, Sephiroth is blue-black. Each deck contains 1 traditional foil legendary card, 5 non-foil cards new to Magic, and 54 non-foil cards from the main set. The box also supplies 4 double-sided tokens, 2 deck boxes, and 2 arena code cards in select regions. That makes it a dual product, not a commander pair, booster sampler, or promise of a competitive standard list. Keep both lists intact for the first several games. A known teaching matchup remains useful long after both players own larger collections. Imani says, the box is a lesson with excellent casting, not a lifetime subscription. Cloud versus Sephiroth, who has the edge? Community play reports commonly give Sephiroth's blue-black deck the cleaner stock matchup because removal punishes Cloud's creature development. Cloud can still win by curving out, forcing awkward blocks, and refusing to spend every resource before the decisive combat. The edge is not a rules fact or a guarantee, it is a recurring table pattern. Cloud should ask, if this creature dies, do I still have pressure? Sephiroth should ask, is this the threat I must answer, or can my life total absorb one more attack? Those two questions teach more magic than explaining every keyword before turn one. The matchup changes with skill. Early Cloud pilots often spend creatures and combat tricks too quickly, giving Sephiroth clean removal targets. More experienced Cloud pilots stagger threats and make the black deck choose between taking damage and using interaction inefficiently. Track not only wins but the turn when the losing player stopped having a plausible decision. That is the point an upgrade should repair. Imani says, one deck presses the clock, the other decides which seconds matter. How to teach the first game play open-handed for the first 3 turns. Explain the turn structure, lands, casting costs, creatures, and combat. Introduce the stack only when one player can actually respond. This keeps vocabulary attached to a decision instead of delivering a pre-flight announcement no one can retain. Let the learner undo one land tap, one attack, and one missed trigger. The goal is not to certify a judge, it is to make the second game begin without dread. Imani's rule is simple: explain the consequence before the correction. After each game, replay the most consequential turn with hands revealed. Try the other attack, the delayed removal spell, or the land sequence that preserves a response. This 5-minute postmortem builds transferable magic judgment without converting the evening into homework. It also prevents the stronger player from explaining the entire match through the comforting fiction that the top card was inevitable. Imani says, the first game succeeds when the loser asks for the rematch. Mulligan and opening hand strategy keep hands with 2 to 4 lands and at least 1 early play. Cloud wants a creature that begins pressure. Sephiroth wants a useful play and a path to interact. A 7-card hand full of famous names and no functional curve is not lore accurate. It is a mulligan. For the first session, show both hands and discuss the decision. After that, hide hands but keep the same checklist: lands, early action, and a reason the hand improves over the next 2 turns. Graduate from the kit by choosing a destination, not by buying a random bridge. If both players enjoy repeated one-on-one games, preserve the 2 60-card decks and improve them symmetrically. If one player wants commander, buy a complete commander deck rather than stretching this product into a format it was not built to teach. If the goal is local standard or another constructed format, check current legality and build from a legal list before purchasing singles. Keep a 4-swap worksheet for each side: card removed, job lost, card added, job gained. The Cloud and Sephiroth decks should receive upgrades in matched functional pairs, such as 1 stronger threat and 1 stronger answer, so the lesson remains competitive. After three upgraded games, ask both players which turns created real choices and which merely followed the obvious line. Retain the changes that improve decisions. Undo the ones that only make the experienced pilot win faster. Imani says, a playable hand should act before the soundtrack reaches the chorus. Upgrade Cloud without making Sephiroth miserable. Cloud benefits from more consistent early creatures, protection, and combat effects that replace themselves or create a lasting advantage. Replace the narrowest high-cost cards first. Do not add a pile of efficient rares while leaving Sephiroth stock. That teaches only that the owner of the shopping cart wins. Use a four-card first pass. Play two games. If Cloud now wins without meaningful resistance, upgrade Sephiroth before touching Cloud again. Imani says, tune Cloud by roll, then listen to what changed at the table. Upgrade Sephiroth without turning the table into paperwork. Sephiroth wants reliable removal, resilient threats, and enough card advantage to turn the corner. Replace effects that are too conditional or too expensive. Avoid loading the deck with discard that prevents the other player from participating. This is a teaching table, not an audition for villainy. Match each Sephiroth upgrade to a Cloud improvement of similar impact. If one deck gains efficient removal, the other may need protection or a threat that leaves value behind. Imani says, control should create a contest, not a witness statement. What should you buy next? After 10 or more enjoyable duels, choose a format. Buy a commander pre-con if a local four-player group exists. Buy play boosters only if opening packs itself is part of the fun. Packs are not a reliable way to acquire specific upgrades. For focus changes, singles are the efficient route, even when the booster display is doing its best stage lighting. Keep the starter kit intact if it remains your teaching set. A known, balanced pair is useful long after both players own larger collections. Imani says, the next product should answer where you will play. Final verdict: by the Final Fantasy Starter Kit for a two-player introduction, not as a shortcut to competitive Magic. Sephiroth has the more forgiving stock control plan. Cloud teaches sequencing and pressure. Play unchanged first, upgrade four cards per side, and keep the duel balanced enough that both decks remain invitations. The direct Amazon button beneath the product image points to the exact verified kit. Wizards' official lists and release notes establish contents and rules. TCG player and current community discussions establish the questions this guide answers. Imani says, keep the pair balanced enough that both sides remain invitations. The Table Ready Protection Kit: buy protection by job, not by logo. Use one opaque sleeve model across the complete playable deck and keep matching spares. Choose a compact rigid box when the deck rides in a crowded bag, a roomier bastion when double sleeves or commander bulk make the fit tight, and a soft magnetic case when table feel matters more than crush resistance. Add a playmat before regular store play. Put collectible cards that are not in active decks into a side-loading zip binder. Genuinely valuable singles deserve appropriate rigid protection as well. A binder is not a deck box, and a deck box is not luggage. Build the carry system only as large as the collection has earned. Final verdict: buy the Final Fantasy Starter Kit for a two-player introduction, not as a shortcut to competitive Magic. Sephiroth has the more forgiving stock control plan. Cloud teaches sequencing and pressure. Play unchanged first, upgrade four cards per side, and keep the duel balanced enough that both decks remain invitations. The direct Amazon button beneath the product image points to the exact verified kit. Wizards' official lists and release notes establish contents and rules. TCG player and current community discussions establish the questions this guide answers. Frequently asked questions: is the Final Fantasy Starter Kit Commander? Number: it contains two fixed 60-card decks for a two-player teaching game. Is Cloud or Sephiroth stronger? Sephiroth commonly has the cleaner stock removal plan, but the matchup remains playable and skill matters. Can I upgrade the decks? Yes. Begin with four match swaps per side and preserve the duel's balance. Can I use these cards in other Magic decks? Use depends on the format and current legality. Check official card and format rules. Should I buy boosters for upgrades? Buy singles for specific changes. Buy boosters when opening packs is itself the desired experience. Is it good for complete beginners? Yes, especially when the first game is open-handed and rules are introduced at the moment they matter.